This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. The program will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. He said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with the chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing West Asian conflict. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh yesterday, the Prime Minister appealed to the people to face this crisis with a calm mind and patience, calling it the greatest strength of Indians.
ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है. हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करनी है और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है. जो भारतीयों के हक में है, जो भारत के हित में है, वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है. मुझे पूरा भरोसा है कि देश के सभी राजनीतिक दल देश के एकजुट प्रयासों को वो बल देंगे, ताकत देंगे.
Mr. Modi reiterated that what is in the interest of Indians and in the interest of India, that alone is the policy and strategy of the Government of India. He expressed confidence that all political parties will lend strength to the country's united efforts. The race for Kerala Assembly election is in its final sprint. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is set to join the campaign today and is scheduled to hold high-profile events in Palakkad and Thrissur. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasised the need for a proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach and underscored the importance for remaining vigilant in view of the evolving scenario in West Asia. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi last evening. The Defence Minister informed that the meeting was held to review the risks to energy supplies, domestic availability of essential commodities, critical infrastructure resilience and robustness of India's supply chains in the wake of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The Election Commission has released the third supplementary voter list under the SIR process in West Bengal. The announcement came late last night, though the exact number of voters included or excluded has not been disclosed. This publication marks another step in the ongoing revision of the state's electoral rolls. Earlier, on 28th of February, ECI published partial final voter list. Then on 23rd of March and on 28th of March, two supplementary lists were released. Ukraine and Qatar have signed a defense cooperation agreement during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Doha, as both countries discussed regional tensions and ways to strengthen bilateral ties. Qatar's defense ministry said the agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems, as well as the exchange of expertise between the two countries. Ukraine has also agreed to cooperate on defense with the United Arab Emirates amid escalating tensions in the region. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League cricket has begun. In the opening match yesterday, defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore, RCB, started their campaign with a dominant 6-wicket win against Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore. Chasing a target of 202, RCB finished the chase in just 15.4 overs, marking the fastest 200-plus chase in IPL history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.